Hello, friends. Welcome to Radio St. Pete Lunchtime Conversations. And if you've been listening to the Empty Nesters, I have the Empty Nesters here with us. Hello, Leah Magnum. Hello, Jill.
Hello,
Hi, how
hello.
are you? We are so wonderful. We're so happy to have you. Tell us a little bit how you both met each other, first of all, because you're lifelong friends, I understand, and how the podcast came to be.
Well, I love lifelong friends, and I'll say it this way. We are lifelong friends in the sense that when empty nesters first have their children, we consider our lives to begin a lot of times. So
Absolutely.
we met when our kids started school together. And my mom always said the best friends you'll ever have are the ones who your children's children go to school with. And so that's it, because you all share the same experiences at the same time. So that's an incredible place to begin bonding, is when you're bonding with the mom you're sitting next to watching the school pageant, or the mom that you're doing the school gala with, or the mom that you're sitting next to on the soccer field.
Oh
I
my
laugh
goodness.
because Leah and I are very
We've done all of those things. We've decorated gyms for holidays. We've been den moms together in Cub Scouts. Yes, soccer moms together. We have no idea what's going on with the game, but we just laugh our heads off and have the best time. Folks, if you could see this video right now, these two lovely ladies, Jill Whelan, you have had an amazing career. Leah Magnum, you have had an amazing career. It's hard to believe you raised wonderful kids. So first of all, how old, Jill, are your children
My
now?
children are 30 and 20.
Not possible. Not
Yeah,
possible
I
looking
agree
at
with
you.
you. I agree with you.
Thank you very much. And Leah, how about you?
Mine are 19 and 21.
That is wonderful. So
All
let's do
boys.
it.
We have all boys.
Oh, all boys. So a few more and you would actually have a football team, right?
That's if we would let them play.
This is true. We would not.
You
We'll
know,
let them go in the water. they talk about girl dads. How is it being a boy mom?
You know, I mean, I never thought I would be a boy mom. I always thought I would be a girl mom, and because I'm so girly. And as fate would have it, I became a boy mom, and I'm so lucky and so blessed. Boy moms, you know, somebody has said once that raising a boy is like the most long and protracted breakup of your life, because you raise them to be independent and you really hate it when you're good at your job. And that's kind of how it is with being a boy mom, you know. Then there's the other adage, your son's your son till he marries a wife, your daughter's your daughter the rest of your life. So there are so many stages in being a boy mom where you have to really practice and understand what it is to let go. Because if you don't, they might let you go.
Oh, that's just so beautifully said. How about you, Leah?
You know what? I love being a boy mom. I'm also not as girly as Jill, but I do like, I did dancing when I was little and I did imagine, having my kids in costumes. But being a boy mom really fits me well. Like, you can make more mistakes and they're cool with it. You could be late. You don't have to. There's so many things that they're accepting of that I don't know if girls' moms are. I mean, girls are. I don't have girls, so I really can't. It's very general. But one thing, like, my kids are getting older. Food, man. Every time they come over, Jill knows I cook okay. She's an amazing cook, but I just pull out the food and they keep coming back. Yes,
So that's an
yes.
easy lure for boys. That's one thing I do know. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit before we get down to the actual Empty Nesters podcast. Leah, tell us a little bit about you, a casting director, actress. I mean, you guys have amazing credentials. Tell us a little bit about your background and your professional career. Let's start with Leah.
Oh, okay. So I was born in Chicago. Started acting, singing, and dancing at a young age, and I toured with Donny Osmond in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which was my dream come true because he was my idol growing up and the sweetest man you'd ever meet, just lovely. And then I moved to LA and I met my husband, and I was still acting and I had kids and I was dragging my kids to auditions with me. And I said, this isn't working anymore. And my husband was working and is an actor. So I started casting, and I loved like hiring people because of my theater background. I could really work with an actor and give them directions, and I really love what I do. Feel very fortunate to be doing what I love to do.
That these are the behind the scenes. I was just watching House of Guinness last night, and all I
Isn't
could
it
think to
great?
myself, oh, it's fabulous. All I could think to myself was, who are these actors? Who cast them? And who was the costume director and the musical score of the mix of kind of so I, people like you are they're the juice that makes the shows juicy. Let's talk to you, Jill. You've had an amazing professional career, still going, both of you. So tell us about you.
Well, let's see. I started acting when I was probably about 7, and none of my family were in the business at all, and I just somehow landed myself in the business and haven't stopped since. I took a break when I had my kids because I really wanted to be a full-time mom with my boys. That was my choice. It's not everybody's choice, but it worked for me. Once they were old enough to be in school and school full time, then I could get back into to acting, and so I really got back into it full force, and now they're both out of the house. And so I actually just got back from New York doing an off-Broadway play, which was wonderful.
She was
And
incredible in it. I went to see
tell
her.
us the
Fabulous.
name of it, please. Share with us.
Sure. It's called Lady Patriot, and it is a true story about a woman named Elizabeth Van Loo, who was a Southern aristocrat from Virginia. And she had been raised by her parents, who really promoted her to be educated, which was very rare during the Civil War. And she understood that slavery was not only peculiar, but an incredible violation of human rights. And so she freed her slave, Mary Bowser, and educated her in Philadelphia. And when the war broke out and Virginia was asked to secede from the Union, she didn't agree with it. But in those days, you couldn't say that. You couldn't say that you didn't believe that secession was the right thing to do. So she became a spy for the North and asked Mary Bowser, her freed and now educated slave, to pose as a slave in the home of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. And she did. And between the two of them, they were able to have a successful spy ring, and they brought secrets from the South to the North to help win the war. So
Netflix, are
that's.
you listening? Netflix, are you listening? I see this is streaming. What a fascinating thing. Well, you also were in the Love Boat for a number of years.
Yes, I was. I was for 10 years. We did that amazing fun show. And now we also have another podcast with the Love Boat crew that's sponsored by Princess Cruises, where we talk about stuff, all the things that happened behind the scenes with all the different celebrities that were on the show. So that's kind of where I am right now, and enjoying my marriage to my husband and working, and that's where I am.
So you were sitting around one day and you said to yourself, listen, I don't have enough things that I've already been a success and entertaining people with. I'm going to do a podcast. Tell us about the podcast, how it came about. And, now you've been going for what, since 2020, help me out here. What year?
2024.
Yeah, about 2024. Well, Leah and I, as we've already said, we are dearest, dearest friends. And during the actors' strike, we would walk over and picket with the other actors. And also during the writers' strike, we would picket with the writers. And our kids at that point were just about graduated from high school. And we're walking the line, and I'd say to Leah, "Do you have your sunscreen on? Do you need a bottle of water? Do you have a hat?" And she finally turned around and looked at me and said, "Stop parenting me. You need a hobby." And I looked at her and I said, "You know, we're not the only ones in this predicament. We should do a podcast about that because we are both such hands-on moms, and we're both struggling with, I mean, every time I would think about my kids going away to school, I would just start crying. And with my older one, I have a little bit of experience because he's 10 years older. I remember dropping him off at the airport and sobbing the entire way home in the car. And I'm not the only one. I mean, there are millions and millions and millions of moms and dads
For sure.
who feel the same way. And Leah and I just sort of thought, there's a conversation here about who are we if we're not the den mom? Who are we if we're not, on the gala committee? We have got to figure out how to continue to enrich our lives and our relationships with both of our, both spouses and our kids, because it's not healthy to sit around and just kind of wait for their lives to enrich ours. So we thought about it and thought this is a conversation that needs to be had, and I'm sure a lot of and it's a conversation that'll never stop because there's always empty nesters. Every year there's a new empty nester.
And it's fun because whenever I have questions, I'm like, all right, my son just did this. Jill, what do I do? Jill, get me through this. And so now it's like, I feel like we're growing, we have a growing community of people. You can't talk to your kids about it. Your husband, I think dads and moms do deal with kids leaving the nest differently. It's a very different, both healthy, but a very different reaction to it. So it's fun to just say, and I would call Jill on a daily basis saying, oh gosh, how do I handle this? I want to make sure that my son comes home for the holidays. How do you set that up? I'd love to see my kids on the weekends. So all these things that we were discussing, a lot of other parents had so much input and wonderful ideas
Basically, we're doing subterfuge. We're like,
for us.
how do we tempt our kids to get home without them knowing we're tempting them to come home?
Is it food? Is it
Absolutely.
food?
Yes,
That's a big one.
some of them are food motivated, some of them are finance motivated.
No chore motivated. Well, one I want
Guilt.
to
There's
ask.
guilt. Don't forget
There's
that.
guilt.
No,
That's
I don't
guilt.
want to use
That is the. I have the guilt thing down. So I
that.
want to ask you this because this is so interesting. You don't just talk to empty nesters from certain careers. You talk to famous people. Who celebrities, and you give us insight into their journey, raising children, juggling careers that you juggled as well. And yet, when I'm listening, I listened to all of them over the last couple of weeks. They ask, and you ask the same questions. Tell us about some of the people that you've interviewed and some of the things that have come up.
My favorite one's my husband, Jonathan Mangum. He's
That was good.
the host of, or the co-host of Let's Make a Deal, and he does Whose Line Is It Anyway. But it was really fun because putting him in the couch between Jill and I, the poor guy, it was really fun because, we've had those conversations, but he'll get up and get coffee in the middle of it. So it was nice to have him sitting there between us. I'm like, oh, let me ask all the questions I've been wanting to ask for the last 3 months. So we put him in the hot seat. So that was really fun. And Jill knows him well too. So we had a really fun back and forth with him. But it was insightful for me, for sure.
Absolutely. And you record every week?
We
We
usually,
go ahead. Go
Oh,
ahead,
we
Leah.
usually like we'll pick a day and we'll do two and three in a day. So that just seems to, it's good for our energy. It's really fun to just, her and I talk about it. We're like, we do all of our research and we show up and we have a producer that helps us and it's wonderful. And that way, it's just so creative and such a fun environment. And I do love doing them back to back. I just feel like there's an energy.
Agreed. And I think my favorite that we've done for me is probably interviewing my mom.
What'd you learn?
Well, that being a parent is not an exact science. And, you're interviewing your parent about parenting when you're an adult and your children are finally out of the house, I think really humanizes your parent in a different way. We talked as adults and colleagues rather than mother and daughter. So it was really interesting to get her take on things and also get her take having been removed from the situation. And so it's not as personal for her when she's giving advice about parenting. Whereas if when I was a kid and she was parenting me, she's a lot more free now than she was when she was parenting me.
And she's also an empty nester. I mean, because your grandkids are also, I mean, your kids grow up and then you have grandkids and now her grandkids have grown up. So it was really interesting that we were in the same situation. But hers are with her grandkids and ours are with our kids. So
A
it's,
multi-generational, empty nesting. How do you think You know, this is, I think of Empty Nesting, and I think it's a breakthrough podcast because who didn't talk about menopause? Now you have Queen Latifah on TV and a TV commercial. So that has come out of the closet. Naomi Watts has talked about this. This was something you were just supposed to suck up and deal with.
Well, yeah, I mean, my goodness, there's so much medical information and research done on men, but on women, you know, that you'll go to your gynecologist, and your gynecologist will, for the most part, this is a very general, broad statement, but say, oh, you know what, here, just take a Xanax, you'll be fine. When, you know, maybe it's not about being in a hysterical situation, maybe it's hormonal, you know, and so I think it's so important, all the conversations. And you bring up, Nanette, you bring up such an interesting point, because empty nesting isn't just about not having your kids. Empty nesting is about who we are holistically, all the way around. I mean, the things that we are changing, physically, spiritually, emotionally, there's so many cogs in that wheel that deserve a conversation. Menopause is one of them. And so I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something else we talk about with nutritionists. How are we supposed to feed our bodies at this age? What's the best way psychologically to move forward in a career? You know, so there's lots of different parts of the conversation of being an empty nester.
And
How do
it's
you get
also,
back?
go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, how do you get back to knowing who you are in your relationship, to know yourself? I've listened to these, if you ask these questions. So go ahead, Leah, talk to us a little bit
Oh
about
no, I was I know Laura Layton was one of our guests. She's lovely,
she's great.
from Melrose Place, fabulous, and she has a podcast as well. And I just remember, like, what do we like to do was one thing that came up, like, because we've been so involved with our kids, now that we have free time, it's like we can do anything we want. Like, do we want to take a dance class? Do we want to go back to school and learn a new skill? It's really interesting. And also, my husband and I, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, there you are. Nice to see you. And I am so excited to spend time with you. And then again, it's like, what do we like to do? You know, we've been going to movies and traveling a little more, but we're still learning about what we like to do. So it's interesting. But that
Well,
definitely keeps coming up for sure.
would like to have been one that we're going to be sharing with the Radio St. Pete audiences. We're at lunchtime conversation. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. I'm with Julie Leland, Leah Magnum. They are the empty nesters. They're so much more than empty nesters. They are entertainment industry celebrities, interviewing celebrities, but bringing it down to the real world. What is being rediscovered about ourselves, about our relationship? How do we not be helicopter parents once the little birds fly out of the nest? So let's pick up again with Jill. Jill, what are you doing with yourself now that is so different? And what is your advice for people that are past the first 3 months? How do you then deal with redefining yourself?
Well, I think in order to redefine yourself, you kind of have to, reestablish some of the things that don't have anything to do with raising kids. So your friendships, it's your friendships that I think is so important. Open communication with the people that you love. And by the way, you know, it's important at I've noticed, okay, I get off on tangents. So here we go. That's my ADD. I notice the older I get, the less patience I have for friendships that require a lot of work.
Amen.
So I think that it's very important once you have your kids out of the house and you're trying to reestablish who you are and what you want to include in your life with the precious time that you have. It's important to cultivate those friendships where you're like-minded in a way that serves you both in a positive way. I am a firm believer that I would never take advice from somebody whose life I don't admire.
Wow, that is profound, and thank you for bringing that into the light. That is incredible. How about you, Leah?
Along the same lines, I didn't realize it, but for 20 years, my friendships were based around our children. So, who do our children like? Who do our children like to play with? And then we make the relationship with the parents because obviously we want our kids to be happy. So it was interesting when our kids left and everyone, moved away. You're like, oh gosh, who are our friends? And a lot of those good friends were based on just our kids. And we realized we didn't have much in common after we didn't have our kids anymore, or discussing our kids, or the next PA meeting, or when's the next Christmas concert. So it was really a big shuffle, and they're still dear people, and love them, and for that time in our lives, I'm so thankful to have had them. But it really, there's a lot of friends of mine that I had back when I was single, and they're still single, and they've never had kids, and a lot of them have open arms to me and say, come on back. And it's been really fun. But when you do have children, you really do get immersed in that world, even though you don't think you do. It's hard not to.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with having friendships, that have an ending. And not, I mean, that sounds so negative,
No, I know.
but there's nothing wrong with having friendships that served a purpose and a time. I still consider those extremely successful.
Absolutely.
And there's so many fond memories. But, everything in our lives is fluid. We learn, we grow, our friends learn, they grow. And I think it's important to realize that, and to, surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that love you, that you love, that support your growth, and you can support their growth, and you can admire the way they walk through life. I think it's like a tennis match. You always want to play, you want to play up, because otherwise you won't learn anything.
Absolutely. Well, also, let me ask you, you've talked a lot about the successes, and we're going to talk a little bit more about your guests. What are some of the epic fails and empty nesting that you have personally, if you care to share, but that you've heard as you've conducted this informative and entertaining podcast series?
Well, I'm not going to share the one that I always share every time, because everybody will hear it, and then I'm not giving you anything new, Nanette. But what I will say is more of a general epic fail now in my position now as a new empty nester, is letting go. I have failed at that on a few occasions, and I think that is so hard to not let go, because I think we so associate letting go of our kids with failing them.
Or
And
loss.
yeah, and loss. Yes, Leah, and loss.
It is a loss. It's like grieving. It is a grief,
Absolutely.
right?
It's a grief in your heart, and it's hard when you say goodbye to them at the door in the evening after they've come for dinner, and you're like, okay, bye. But it's so important that we let go of that part of our parenting. And so that's an epic fail, other than, taking my kid to the wrong movie when he was younger, thinking he was a character from a TV show, and realizing, oh, but now it's a movie, and they can swear and talk about inappropriate things.
How about you, Leah?
Oh goodness, I think mine is listening. I need to listen more. So often my kid will call or come into the room, and I want to tell them all about me and ask all the questions that I've been thinking about for the last few days, and just pound them with questions. And if you just let them come in the room and start talking, you'll learn so much more about them. But it's so hard. It's really difficult.
I'm working on that, Leah. I'm
Yeah.
not, I just, when you said that, I went, oh crud, that's exactly what I do every day with my kids. Okay, I'll be
I do
quiet.
too. I do too, because you're here thinking, oh, they went out, they didn't tell me what happened, or what's going on with this friend. And also, my son gave me a great piece of advice at one point when we had some growing pains. A lovely kid, but he said, "Mom, I'm growing and you're not." And I thought, oh my gosh, because I'm
OMG.
still putting, sunscreen on him. I'm still doing all these things, and here he's taller than I am, but he's still my baby. You know what I mean? And it was so, he's such a smart kid to have said that. And he said it in the nicest way. It was a realization that he had, like, why we weren't connecting. And once he said that, and I said, okay, he's not a seventh grader anymore. He's a, a 12th grader, or, or it really made a difference to.
A lot of hard truths. So you have spoken to a lot of people. Give us a couple epic fails without naming names that you've heard that surprised you as you were doing these podcast interviews.
Leah, you want to go? You want me to
Oh,
go?
goodness. I wish I am trying to remember some of the epic fails. I know one, well, I have one that's just terrible, another one that's a, more of a physical one, but my younger son decided he was going to get a box that we'd just gotten something in and go down the stairs in it. And so I made a cape for him out of a towel, and I thought this is going to be so cool. And there I am at the bottom of the stairs recording the whole thing. Little did I know that when you start going down the stairs, he's just going to start tumbling. I had no idea. So there I am at the bottom of the stairs thinking he's just going to slide down like every cartoon I've ever seen. And as he took the first two steps, he just started banging each sides and rolling, and I caught him before he got hurt. But I thought, what was I thinking? Like, again, it was okay. I was in a TV show or a cartoon. Horrible, horrible. Anyway.
Note to self, don't do that with the grandkids.
No, with the diaper boxes. No, absolutely not.
But you know, it's funny, Nanette, when you mention all of our epic fails, I think the reason we ask that question is because I think we're trying to maybe humanize parenting for people that are
Yes,
listening.
and you do.
Yeah, because it's, look, we all have the greatest of intentions, and we're humbled by those moments when our intentions don't really have the greatest of results. So it's really just kind of a moment to say, hey, you're out there, you're trying, you can't beat yourself up. You do the best you can with the knowledge you have at the moment. And as Maya Angelou says, when we know better, we do better. And that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. So share with us a little bit about some of the guests that you are going. So Radio St. Pete, of course, airs your podcast after they've aired. And again, we're very grateful to have Jill and Leah here with us. Who is on the show list next? What's coming up?
We have Melissa Giussone. She's a dance mom. She's just really lovely. Two incredible daughters that she raised so well. And she's really taught me a lot. She's a hands-on mom, and her girls are in their 20s and having daughters. And I have to say, I still feel like I'm very in touch with my boys as well. So is Jill. It's just learning how to be in touch with them. And that's what we had talked about as they age, how to still be in their lives. And but still know what's happening. I mean, it is still very important. I mean, we always say that kids really don't, their brains aren't completely established until 25, and so they still need our input. Although it's weird sometimes, a lot of kids are going to AI saying, or ChatGPT saying, hey, I'm not feeling great today. What is it? And then like my son's like, oh, I have this. I'm like, hold on a minute. Who told you that? So sometimes like,
A
wait.
whole other podcast conversation that we need to talk about empty
Yeah.
nesters, your kids, and should they be dating the what is that new model that AI is suggesting?
ChatGPT is the one
Oh,
my kids listen to. Yeah.
evil, evil. What
Yeah.
about you,
I
Jill?
know. Well, I don't want it to take my place. I'm like, these are questions you usually ask mom,
Right. Or casting directors. Can you
Exactly.
see AI? Oh my God, let's not even go there today.
Yeah. No,
Anyway,
I know.
evil, evil. Jill, what about you? What do you think? Next up.
About what?
Who
Our
is
next
so who
guest.
is who
Oh,
is
our
on
next
your
guest. Oh, I'm
yeah, and
sorry.
who is also on your dream list that you'd like to get? Let's put it out there. Go ahead, Jill.
Oh, okay. Well, on my dream list is actually, I think, somebody that we are going to have. And I've been following her on Instagram for a long time. And I honestly, she's one of the funniest people I've ever seen on Instagram. And she's got a Instagram handle of Peaches and Diesel. And we are working to schedule her to come in, and Leah and I cannot wait. She's absolutely hilarious. She's a new empty nester herself, and very funny. So I cannot wait to talk to her about that, because she's reinvented herself with this new Instagram account that she has, and it's genius and funny. And gosh, what do we not need in this world more than laughter and fun right now? And so that's her. She's fantastic. On my dream list, my goodness. Well, all right. Well, if we're going there, how about Tina Fey? That'd be fun.
Oh
That'd
yeah.
be amazing.
Leah, what about you? Tina, well, yeah. Tina, we're ready.
Let's
Let's manifest
manifest
that.
that. That would be incredible.
Who's on your dream empty nester podcast?
Oh, goodness, my dream dream. Well, I know one that I'm so excited that we will get is Rosa Blasi. She's amazing. She is on the
Right.
Thundermans. She has a daughter that's in college now, and she's just lovely and fun. And just, I love her perspective. She has a very strong sense of self, and her career's never ended. So she's an actress, very talented, went back to school, was just a phenomenal woman. So, and I've known her for years. So I'm very excited that we will be talking to her soon.
So before we wrap, and it has been just a pleasure to talk to our empty nesters today, what in a nutshell, the USA Today version, is your advice for soon to be empty nesters?
I think, give yourself grace and allow yourself the time to grieve, because it's funny. I just had dinner with my neighbor night before last, and her daughter just went away to college this year. And she just looked at me across the table and she said, "The house is so quiet. It's just so quiet." And, she was a tennis coach for the school and all these things, very involved. And she said, "I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do now. And my husband is at work all day, and I'll wake up in the morning and just be like, well, he's working. I feel guilty. What should I be doing?" She was lucky enough to be able to stay home. And so I think the most important thing is to give yourself grace and to understand that this is a grieving time for you. And it's okay not to know what to do. And it's okay to do Leah's brilliant suggestion, which is not only just listen to your kids, but listen to yourself and treat yourself with kindness and grace.
Super wonderful. Leah, last parting words to our listeners about if you're about to see the nest empty and the flock fly.
Oh, it's so hard. One thing I didn't do, which I wish I did, was enjoy at least the first month of it, of not having to do lots of laundry, not having to have a dinner schedule, and just taking a break. Like, we've been working so hard raising children, and they're struggling their first month just as we are. So we need some time to settle into that, into this new what's coming next, this new journey. And so do they. And I feel like after a month or so, they do come back after being gone. Like, they need that time away to see what that's like, as do we. And just taking a deep breath and just really connecting to yourself, and think about what you love to do, what things that you had to stop doing. For me, it's exercise. I didn't get exercise not to look good, just to feel good inside. And that really makes a difference, just getting up, putting my clothes on, and going for a long walk. But it's hard. And it is. There's certainly a grieving period, but
And
just
this is the time to be fearless.
Yes, fearless. Hear you roar, hear yourself roar, and listen to
Absolutely.
what you're singing, right?
Oh, I love
Absolutely.
that.
I love it.
So, folks, you can find out all about the empty nesters. Tell us where we can find you online, and then I'll tell you where you can find you on Radio St. Pete. Go ahead, ladies. Where can we find you online?
Wonderful. We're Empty Nesters on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, anywhere that you can get your podcast. We have some new ones coming out in the next month. We've already got 20 episodes up. And if you want to see video as well, YouTube's a great place to see it.
Absolutely. So, folks, we have been talking to the empty nesters, the delightful Jill Whelan and Leah Magnum. We thank you so much for joining Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. You can find their lovely show that they allow us to rebroadcast on radiostpete.com. Click on podcasts and search for empty nesters. Because we're an online and on-air magazine, we'll have a blog up and we'll continue to link to everything. Ladies, thank you so much. Namaste for your great empty nester advice.
Thank you, Nanette. It was a
Thank you
pleasure.
so much.